Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 810 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Joining us now, as he does every Monday at this time, Chief Deputy Shane Tucker of the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office. Chief, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning, Andrew. It's good to talk to you again.
Good morning. Great to have you on. I had some questions on a case that I'm going to assume in advance you can't talk about because I think it's in litigation, but if you can, obviously you let me know. You had this this deputy who did work for you, David Daniels. I guess there was an alcohol incident in his past. At some point, he was then assigned or reassigned to be an SRO. And we've all seen the terrible video that's come out of him with this 8-year-old autistic boy being put in handcuffs. And, you know, let me start with this. He does not work for you anymore. And am I right in assuming you can't talk much about the details here?
That's correct. You know, like you noted, there is ongoing civil litigation, so I'm barred from speaking about that particular case.
I understand. I do have questions, because I think the two questions that people have related to this case, number one is, you know, what kind of training do SROs get to prepare them for dealing with kids, particularly special needs kids? And then, are there ever circumstances, according to your policy, that would justify having a kid in handcuffs? And I don't know the answer to those questions. That's why I'm asking you.
Sure, those are good questions. Our SROs are actually well trained. They go through a actual school resource officer class. They go through, I believe, it's a 40-hour class, and they learn how to be a resource officer. And that brings with it a whole host of things. You know, that covers the gamut of things that they're going to experience as a resource officer. But in addition to that, they also go to specialized training, crisis intervention techniques, and things like that. They go through specialized training in dealing with juveniles, particularly those with emotional or mental disabilities, because, you know, you see that a lot in schools these days, kids facing some kind of crisis. So they are actually trained to do that. As for your second question, there certainly are times when it is permissible to handcuff a child. That's going to be somewhat of a case-by-case basis based on behavior and circumstance. I'm not going to say definitively that it's never okay to handcuff a child, and I'm certainly not going to say that it's appropriate in every circumstance. But, you know, if the child does present a danger of escape or something like that, then that's certainly a possibility.
I would imagine there are cases where the child is a danger to themselves or to others, where there doesn't seem to be any other remedy, in which case it would be justified. I imagine other cases where it would definitely not be justified, and then I can imagine an in-between case where it might be justified but not the best choice, and, you know, officers are hopefully going to be able to make those decisions and come up with the best alternative. Basically, in general, that's all correct, right?
Yeah, that is.
Okay. All right, good. Well, thank you. I think that just helps for some people to have a sense of the parameters here. You guys are working a homicide this morning. Is that right?
We are. Last night, our deputies responded to a complaint of a shooting at a Navarre apartment complex. When they got on scene, they discovered an adult male deceased and apparently the victim of a homicide. Our major crimes investigators and crime scene investigators are actively working that case, trying to piece together what happened, what took place, and who's responsible. So we don't know a lot right now, but as that information becomes available, certainly we'll get it released to you.
Wow. All right. Well, you guys also, I think you had over the weekend on Saturday, you had an aggravated battery?
We did indeed. Saturday, our deputies were dispatched to a home in Milton after receiving a report of some type of domestic disturbance. Almost immediately upon arriving, the first deputy was met by an irate individual who approached aggressively, pretty much charged the deputy. You know, the deputy gave him several commands to get back, to stop advancing on him, and he didn't. So he was ultimately tased and taken into custody right off the bat. And after further investigation, they made contact with the victim, which was the mother of the adult male that the deputy first encountered, and learned that there had been some kind of altercation after he became irate, ostensibly over some religious differences between the two. So he struck her with a closed fist and a aluminum baseball bat. So he was charged with aggravated battery as well as resisting an officer. And of course, the mother received medical treatment.
And the officer wasn't injured in the takedown?
The officer was not injured.
And that's, you know, you pass over this pretty quickly, but for people who are not familiar, you know, this is why you do some of the drills and the simulators, because when somebody's charging at you, you know, on the moment, it can be hard to tell, well, is this a person? Is this a person with a knife? Is this a person with a gun? Is this a person who knows jiu-jitsu? You know, what am I about to get into? And you make very rapid decisions about hand-to-hand defense, taser defense, nightclub defense, pepper spray defense, or gun defense, right?
You do. And in those split-second moments, you have to make decisions. And generally speaking, in a situation like this, you're far less likely to sustain injuries yourself or the other party sustain injuries from a tasing as opposed to a physical, you know, fisticuff, so to speak. You know, there's the taser causes momentary pain. It contracts your muscles. It locks your muscles up. But once the taser stops, the pain stops, which is not the case when you're exchanging punches with somebody. If you get punched in the face, you're going to have contusions and swelling and pain for quite some time. So it's safer for all involved. But precisely why you don't charge at deputies in an irate manner, you know, raising your arms and shouting things, because that's the kind of decision that the deputy's confronted with, and he has to make a split second decision. And fortunately, in this particular circumstance, neither the deputy nor the suspect were injured.
Yeah, and I mean, clearly, this is a case where it doesn't take much for this to go a whole lot worse for that particular individual. And you know, and obviously, we're glad that the woman is apparently going to be all right as well. Shane Tucker, he is the chief deputy, Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office. As always, Chief, thank you for the time. Thanks for keeping us safe and helping us understand what the law is. I appreciate it, sir.
Thank you, Andrew. We'll talk to you soon.
You bet. Candy now has traffic on the fives.
And it looks like traffic is backed up on Davis. Now, this is north of West Florida Hospital. Davis Highway and Lewis Street in Pensacola. The left turn lane is blocked, and that turn lane is on Davis, and it is backed up. Somebody said, I guess, southbound, there was a fender bender, and so use caution, and it is backed up quite a way. This is way north of the hospital, and it's backed up past the hospital, just to give you an idea. Another backup, Pinecone Drive and 297A. Southbound traffic is backed up on 297A to Sherry Lane after an accident this morning. If you have traffic tips, text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
You know, if you're getting ready to buy that next used vehicle, or you're not sure whether, you know, used or new is the way you ought to go, well, let me just recommend Frontier Motors, because here's what you'll find. You'll find cars that are 1, 2, 3 years old, and they've been gently owned by somebody else, because that's all they ever sell. All they sell is cars that are in great condition. That's kind of the point, is you get a new-ish quality car without having to pay that new-ish full price, right? Kind of that's the benefit of it. And the selection is amazing. About 300 different cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, compacts, sports cars, all on the lot at the same time. So whatever you're interested in, they have it. And if they don't have it, they can probably find it for you. In fact, the reason we went there the first time we went there was just selection. They had a car that we couldn't find anywhere else. Because that's the kind of place they are. They'll have things that you can't get anywhere else or that they can get for you if you're looking for it. So when you're looking, go drive several different ones. You know, drive 5 or 6 different cars. Drive one that's outside of your range, like your category, okay? Just to see. Maybe you discover, oh, that's fun. Maybe next time. Maybe this time. I don't know. Who knows? Or maybe you're like, yeah, that's why I don't own a sports car. Okay, that's fine. That's fine. The point is at Frontier, you can really get all of those choices and comparisons made side by side in one place. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
This morning at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Get better health with scientifically proven technology that's not going to the gym, diet supplements, pharmaceuticals, or medical treatment. Hear how OsteoStrong helps many improve bone density, posture, balance, athletic performance, and less joint and back pain. Find out more this morning at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
At Gulf Breeze News, they get it. They know you want to know what's happening in your community. Whether that means investigative reporting, area events, or op-eds from your fellow breezers, the Gulf Breeze News truly is your community newspaper. Call 932-8986 and subscribe today. You can read online if you prefer to use your iPad or computer, or get your freshly printed newspaper delivered right to your mailbox. From city to county, politics to sports, subscribe now at GulfBreezeNews.com.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9. It's sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
Tune in to News Radio Pensacola on the FM dial at 92.3 and 95.3. Listen on the AM dial at 1620.
The red zone has always been for loading and unloading. There's never stopping in a white zone.
Don't tell me which zone is for stopping and which zone is for loading.
Listen, Betty, don't start up with your white zone again.
United States had a 5-2 lead. Venezuela has scored the last five runs. The 0-2 to Turner. He throws this one. Deep left field. Trey Turner. Grand slam. Home run on an 0-2 pitch. The United States takes a 9-7 lead.
I apparently got as lucky as you can get because I had not been watching the World Baseball Classic, but I did record on Fox on Saturday. They had the quarterfinal game between the USA and Venezuela, and the USA got up to a big lead, 5-2, yeah, 5-2, and then Venezuela came roaring back, made it 7-5, and then Trey Turner, top of the eighth inning, grand slam home run. They wind up winning and advancing in the elimination rounds. They moved on to play Cuba last night. That game was on FS1. I didn't watch it, but I did catch a couple of the highlights afterwards because Trey Turner, keep that name in mind, bottom of the second.
Got to be careful with the changeup. He hammers this one to left. Trey Turner muscling up in Miami. It is gone. USA!
I love it. USA! It's weird to watch the World Baseball Classic because it's all the same players and the right rules. Well, they're last year's rules because they're not playing with this year's new changes in the time clock and all that kind of stuff and the no-shift rule. But it's all the wrong configurations. Like, everybody's on the wrong team. So it's kind of weird. Like, you're watching USA, and I'm like, oh, there's Arenado and Goldschmidt on the same team with Wainwright. That's cool. And then there's all these, you know, and Kyle Schwarber and all these other people, and, you know, I'm like, that's good. It's so weird. But anyway, so Trey Turner got a home run in the second inning. In the sixth inning, Trey Turner is up again, the USA leading 9-2 at the time.
Now Trey Turner. Turner having another big game, 2-for-3. Turner to left field. Did he do it again? Yes, he did. It's gone. Trey Turner. Trey Jabu.
Trey Shavu, that's funny. So he got three home runs in two games, and the USA went on to destroy Cuba 14-2 and move on to the finals tonight, I think, is the championship. It'll be maybe it's tomorrow. No, because they got one more play-in game from the other semifinals tonight, so it'll be tomorrow will be the championship. 8:24 on News Radio 92.3, informative local baseball. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
California's largest school district is the and the second largest school district in the nation as well is likely just a day away now from shutting down temporarily. 65,000 Los Angeles school district employees going on strike tomorrow unless a last-minute deal is reached. Chinese President Xi Jinping is in Russia today for talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin.
In making this trip now, Xi Jinping is in many ways trying to bolster his credentials as a statesman.
And it's Xi's first visit to Russia since the invasion of Ukraine. China's Foreign Ministry Department says the visit should last through Wednesday. Today, will officially be the first day of spring in the Northern Hemisphere.
Always surprises me.
We can say goodbye to winter officially at 4:24 p.m.
The day when overnight it was freezing
yep,
in some places
exactly.
in the area. Fantastic. So we're a little confused on our weather this year.
Yeah, we had to drip our faucets.
Did you?
In
wow, yeah.
Florida.
I know, it's crazy. All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 8:25, Candy's got traffic on the fives.
You can keep yelling. All right, as we take a look at our roads, it looks like a 297A is cleared up, and thank you so much for texting that. And there was an accident earlier, and it was backed up to Sherry Lane. Looks like 297A is now clear. Schmuckla Highway and Howell Pit Road in J, the northbound lane is shut down. What southbound lane is open. Somebody's there directing traffic, I'm sure. And it looks like Davis Highway and Lewis Street. The left turn lane is blocked, and Davis is backed up quite a ways. This is north of West Florida Hospital, kind of near Goat Lips Deli, and backed up past West Florida Hospital and almost to Olive, if not further. So caution there is a fender bender, as I understand this morning. It's traffic on the five. If you have traffic tips, text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right. So Candy, I mentioned this to you off the air when we were talking about this, that last week, and you're a U2 fan, right? You're a big U2 fan.
Mm-hmm.
And you had not heard about this. So I was so excited.
No, I knew that they were playing in Vegas because you're like, hey, U2. And I was like, oh, we're going to go to Vegas.
Well, U2 has come out with, it's a new album of old songs, but old songs reworked, like rearranged and different instruments. And it's meant to be like an intimate, like a MTV Unplugged-ish kind of feel is what
cool.
I got out of it. Mm-hmm. But it just, like so many songs, I wanted to share this with you guys. I know I talked about this a little bit on Thursday or Friday, but this is just, to me, I was like, I'm only about halfway through it. And I'm like, oh. It's so good if you're a U2 fan, okay? This is the version of Bad.
If I twist and turn away.
The hair is up on my arms.
Yes!
Yeah, God, that's great.
Slow down a little bit and listen. Yeah. This is Desire.
I did not think I was going to like Desire. That's such a rockin' tune. I was right. I'm just kidding. Is that Bono?
Yeah. What happens is it takes a minute to get into the
That's awesome.
The gist of what they're doing, but oh my God, so good. Get out of your own
great.
Way. It's like you discovered your favorite band is a whole other band inside of them.
You're right.
Or you'll know this one.
But do you feel the same?
And you can see, this is not rocking the stadium. This is...
You've got someone to blame.
This is the set in the lounge, right?
Yeah.
Where you're like, you and 15 other people are sipping wine and just enjoying
listening
it.
Listening to Bono.
And yeah, and even like songs you would not expect to work, like Vertigo.
You're right, I didn't expect it to work. It's like Desire.
Yeah.
Lights go down, it's dark. Jungle is your head, can't rule
it's
your heart.
It's almost.
I'm feeling so much stronger than I thought. Your eyes are wide, and though your soul it can't be bought, your mind can wander. Hello, hello.
Like,
oh, sure.
Of course, half the time I'm terrible at lyrics, so half the time I'm hearing words I didn't know existed in these songs before, which is nice. But
it's how I feel on the morning show, by the way.
it's almost like. It's almost like you're in college and there's this really cool, hip, acoustic band that hasn't been discovered yet
mm-hmm.
and eventually is going to get discovered and somebody's going to put wicked, loud production value onto their music and turn it into this, you know, rock giant of a
Absolutely.
Band.
Absolutely,
And
yeah,
they just
yeah.
haven't been made into that yet. I'm just telling you, like you had the hair on your neck time. I'm listening.
That's
like,
great.
And even the songs, like I'm not a huge U2 fan in the sense, like I don't own a lot of albums. I own mm-hmm. a handful. But I'm just, even the songs I didn't know, I'm like, oh, Isn't that great?
Yeah, they're never somebody that puts anything else like, oh, that kind of rots.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
They're always pretty good. And
anyway, it's called Songs of Surrender, and I just wanted to, because I know a lot of you are, you know, oh my God, yes, you too. Gimme. Just you discover for yourself. You'll enjoy it. It's fantastic.
Well, they upset me when they went into my phone. Remember that?
Oh, well.
You had all.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't have iPhone.
No, I didn't have that problem.
It's like, oh, thanks, Bono.
The one virus Apple ever had. David, what do you have coming up, sir?
Lawmakers could be discussing sports betting in Alabama. More after Fox.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. One last witness is expected to testify today for the Manhattan grand jury investigating former President Trump's pre-election hush money payment to former adult movie star Stormy Daniels.
Michael Cohen serves as a witness for the DA's office, and his one-time legal advisor, Bob Costello, was called on by Trump's legal team. According to the New York Times, Costello would testify with the goal of undermining Cohen's credibility.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. Trump accuses District Attorney Alvin Bragg of election interference. After two fatal shootings, there's another Thursday to Sunday spring break curfew in Miami Beach, Florida. It started last night.
The city has imposed a curfew yet again for South Beach, third year in a row. And last night, people were jumping on cars, parked in the street. Police cleared out Ocean Drive and the South Beach Entertainment District. No one's allowed outside now from midnight to 6 a.m.
Fox's Phil Keating. Stocks start the day flat, up a bit on Wall Street. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31, News Radio 92.3. Cold Monday morning, 39 degrees right now, mostly sunny in Pensacola. The cause of a fatal house fire last Friday still under investigation. It happened on the 700 block of Zaragoza Street.
There were flames when fire crews arrived and when police arrived, and it was a difficult fire. There was a lot of fire, a lot of heavy, dark smoke. And two of our firefighters received some burns during the rescues.
Pensacola Fire Chief Jenny Craner talked with Channel 3. There were reportedly four kids in the house when firefighters arrived. Two of them were rushed to the hospital. A one-year-old died in the fire. Two firefighters were also burned attempting to rescue the children. The kids that were saved from the fire were only 2 and 3 years old. Channel 3 reports the fire was originally called in by a 9-year-old girl who was in the house at the time. Those firefighters that were burned are expected to be okay. What caused the fire still under investigation. Neighbors of the Baldwin County couple that were killed over the weekend say it's a quiet neighborhood, so they were shocked to hear a dozen gunshots on Saturday.
My wife and her grandmother were actually outside. We were taking some things out from the grandmother's car and bringing it in. When I heard the first bang, I ran outside and asked what's going on. And she said, I think it's some gunshots. So we all kind of just stood still, didn't run around.
That's Brandon McFarland. He lives near the couple. The residence it was just outside Spanish Fort city limits on McFarland Road. Baldwin County deputies say 25-year-old Trinell Brown confronted his parents about an ongoing family dispute. They then say he shot and killed both of them. Witnesses say he confessed to those murders as he left the residence. Brown was arrested shortly after the shootings. The investigation continues in Baldwin County. Alabama lawmakers are going to be debating bills that would make sports betting legal in the upcoming legislative session that starts tomorrow. One sports betting bill failed during last year's session. State Senator Greg Albatron says he's expecting as many as 5 different gaming bills to be sponsored this year. Albertson claims that not having sports gaming in the state, Alabama's losing $800 million in potential revenue every year. An Iowa man was killed in a car crash in Escambia County, Alabama. Alabama troopers say 36-year-old Michael Willits from Cedar Rapids, Iowa, was riding in a Jeep that left the road and hit 2 trees. This all happened about 18 miles east of Bruton. Willits was apparently not wearing a seatbelt, was ejected from that Jeep. The crash happened on Rock Creek Road. The person driving has not been identified. They were taken to the hospital. There's no word on their current condition. U.S. Senator Mike Rounds dismissing Governor DeSantis's controversial comments last week about the invasion of Ukraine.
I don't think it's a territorial dispute. While he may be taking territory, this is bigger than that for us.
The South Dakota Republican who sits on the Armed Services Committee says he disagrees with DeSantis about the war being a territorial dispute. However, he does say he believes the remark has something to do with primary politics. Florida Atlantic University's men's basketball team is on a pretty good run right now. FAU beat Farley Dickinson 78-70 in Columbus yesterday, the second round of the NCAA tournament. The Owls advanced to the Sweet 16 for the first time ever. The number 9 seed Owls will play Tennessee in Madison Square Garden on Thursday. It is 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with Candy.
Thank you. Davis is a hot mess. An accident. This is kind of close to, but not at, Goat Lips Deli. It's Lewis, as I understand, in Davis, and it is backed up past Olive. It's a left turn lane that's blocked, too. So this is, again, north of the hospital, but it's backed up not just past the hospital, but past Olive, just to give you an idea. That is going northbound. So fender bender is what happened. 297A is clear now. If you have a traffic tip, it's traffic on the fives. You can text them in 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Chilly day today with temperatures warming up near 58 degrees for your high under mostly sunny skies. Overnight tonight, staying cool with a low near 41. We're going to be staying on the cooler side for Tuesday, but warming up slightly with a high near 64, mostly sunny skies. Tuesday night temperatures dropping near 52. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you, Brooke. And right now we're all the way up to 40 degrees. I can't believe I'm saying that. 40 degrees right now in Pensacola, 40 in Gulf Breeze, and 36 in Milton. Our next news at 9, breaking news anytime. News Radio 92.3.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck because the redesigned 2023 Subaru Outback shares your spirit. The Outback can take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. And Subaru's estimated highway fuel economy for non-turbo 2023 Outback models is up to 32 miles per gallon. And comparing information from competitors' website, the Outback has more ground clearance than Honda CR-V or Toyota RAV4. So you can take on the path less traveled with ease. And when Experian Automotive studied vehicles in operation versus total new registrations, they found that 97% of Outback vehicles sold in the last 10 years are still on the road today, which means you can explore your world with confidence. The 2023 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Actual mileage may vary. Clearance comparisons as of June 2022. Experian data for model years 2012 to 2021 as of December 2022.
Your money now this morning. The Dow opening a little bit higher today, up 123.77 at 31,994.75. The S&P 500 up 398 at 39,20.62. The NASDAQ down 56.72, though, at 11,573.80. Right now, our gold prices are at $1,985.70. Silver prices at $22.50 today. The U.S. 10-year bond price at 3.419%. After a long week of commotion and turmoil in the banking industry, investors are going to be on the lookout for a number of key economic reports in the next few days. Existing home sales due out on Tuesday. Wednesday will bring the Fed interest rate decision, and we'll see the weekly jobless claims and data, as well as new home sales the day after that. Swiss banking giant UBS buying its troubled rival Credit Suisse for more than $3 billion. The Swiss Federal Council says that decision is aimed at stabilizing global financial markets.
The takeover of Credit Suisse by UBS is the best solution for restoring the confidence that has been lacking in financial markets recently.
And that buyout coming at a fraction of the $8 billion the bank was worth on Friday. And there could be almost 200 banks that risk facing the same fate as Silicon Valley Bank. That's according to a recent study from the Social Science Research Network. The study found there's 186 banks across the country that could collapse if their depositors were to make a bank run. 8:39, our next news at 9 o'clock. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne. This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Tune in to News Radio Pensacola on the FM dial at 92.3 and 95.3. Listen on the AM dial at 1620. Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app. You can also listen to podcasts of all of our local shows on demand and get news and traffic alerts. Listen to local talk shows in the morning and afternoon drive, and we're Pensacola's home for Brian Kilmeade. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, we're gonna do an easy one for a Monday. We're gonna ease you back into the work week, real gentle like. Okay. It's National Proposal Day.
Oh.
Which. I didn't know that was a thing, but I guess it is. You know, a lot of things are national days, so whatever.
Absolutely.
Fine. But I thought we could just, you know, share your proposal story. You know, what's your, how did you propose or get proposed to? 437-1620, 437-1620. If you have more than one, pick your favorite. Come on.
You're a jerk.
Oh, come on.
You are a jerk.
Yeah. Anyway.
Hey, you've got three. I do, too.
Candy, do you have a 437-1620?
Yeah.
Look, I know the challenge of this is like they're probably, some of them are longer to explain. Mm-hmm. But, you know, hey, I'll read what you send me as best I can.
I'll give you my most recent one.
437-1620, the one you appreciate the most.
Absolutely.
Go
yeah,
on.
Sure.
What do you got?
Okay. Gosh, I'm trying to think of because it wasn't.
Do you have to think of how you, if it can be said or.
No. It's not dirty or anything.
All
and
right.
You've met Darren.
Sweet. Well, I don't want to hear it if it's.
Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah.
Go on.
Yeah. You wish. No, that came out wrong too. I'm sorry. No, we were just standing in the kitchen and it was just like, oh, we made this soup. He's diabetic and he's, so we had tried to make a roux so we could make a, oh, what is the
gumbo?
Soup? Gumbo. Okay. Yes. And we make this, roux without flour, which, and I'll have to bring you some in. It doesn't sound like it would be good, but it's good. And
okay.
It's, you know,
right.
For diabetics, we try to make a keto roux.
We're working on trust here. That's
right.
Fine.
And it was just like one of those, you know, how I don't cook because I bring stuff in.
Sure, sure.
And we were just doing so well in the kitchen together. And he goes, this could be another marriage for me. And I was like, what did you just say? Like, it was just such a weird thing. This could be another marriage. And I was like, what? He's like, this is going to sound weird, but you know, I've only been together a short time, but I just want to call dibs. Like,
I want to call dibs. I love
like
Darren so
50,
much.
Yeah, right? I know.
He's the best.
And called up his dad later. Hey, will you marry us? And it's like, oh my God. Also, hello. Yes. I mean, he didn't ask. It was just like one of those, oh, okay, great. You know? And Dana ended up marrying us online.
Dana Cervantes.
Yeah. And
oh.
It wasn't like it was a big deal, but it was.
That's
and
cool.
Yeah, so there's that. It doesn't sound very romantic, but
no, but I love
but
it.
I do. I have my partner, and we're best friends, and I've known him for a long time. And I would love to hear how you
want to call dibs.
Dibs. Yeah, quote. I'm like, oh my gosh. He's like, well, I'm not trying to be disrespectful.
I think this could be another marriage. Oh, that's the best. 437-1620.
Yeah. Now do these dishes.
437-1620. This is coming from a friend. I can't tell you who, but it'd be funny if you knew. Says the quote was, "Hey, do you want to drive to Bruton? Their license only costs $45."
Another romantic.
Yeah,
that's so funny. I know this person too.
I know,
and
it's exactly what you would.
They're
have
like
expected.
Darren Light.
That's,
yeah,
that's
I know.
The best.
Dibs.
Oh my God, that's fantastic.
To you, good sir, the richest man in town.
Let's see. Somebody here says, "My late wife." So sorry. Aww. My late wife always claimed that I never officially proposed to her. We had only known each other for a few weeks, and when we went on our first date, we went on a date on a Wednesday, and we were married the following Monday, and we're married for 32 years before she passed. Wow.
That's amazing.
That's
so
fantastic.
Great.
No, I love that. That's awesome. So my wedding proposal, 437-1620, share yours. I threatened to assault my wife.
This is
pretty good, okay?
It doesn't sound pretty good.
My wife and I were taking martial arts together. And yeah, we were taking martial arts together, studying kung fu together, and both relatively advanced degrees. And we always did this drill called walk the street drill. And the premise of the drill is all the other students would line up on the side walls of the dojo, and then you would go down to the end of the place, and you'd turn around, and the instructor would designate somebody to come simulate an attack on you. and you didn't know who it was, but you would go walking down the street and person comes up. Sometimes more than one. I mean, depending on how your level, right?
Sure, and that's how you learn to defend.
Yeah,
right?
And you know, and attacks could be all kinds of things. Like an attack could be they just rush you, mm-hmm. not very common, or they come up and kind of engage you in a threat, or they, you know, give me your money, or do you know where the bus station is, or do you know what time it is? They try to get your trust. I mean, to learn how people get attacked on a street, which is all kinds of ways, okay? It's a great drill because you never know what's coming. So here's the thing you got to know. The background is, like, we never, ever fought each other in class. It was our rule. We would never spar each other. We would never, you know, practice on each other. We would never walk the street each other because, you know, we're engaged, right? Or not engaged, but we're dating. And so I had set this all up where it was going to be me attack her. So she comes walking down, and I come at her, and she's weirded out because it's not supposed to happen.
Right,
because
it's you. The boyfriend.
And the first time, it was an actual, like, give me your money. And she does it, you know, stand back, leave me alone, and, you know, mm-hmm. dissipates
the
situation.
I said no. Right.
And then did it again, you know, which is, again, weird because why would I be? And so she comes down and I'm like, you know, hey, baby, you're looking pretty good. You're looking exactly like the kind of woman. Then I get down on one knee and grab the ring from behind my back like I'd want to spend the rest of my life with. Oh. And she starts bawling.
Oh my
she's
gosh.
Confused because she's standing there like defense pose. And, you know, like, what do? I say yes.
Oh, so, that's so sweet.
Yeah, it's one of my favorites.
That's
I was pretty proud
great.
Of that.
You called dibs.
I did like call. I called dibs in like, front of the other martial arts students.
For situational awareness. Oh, that's great.
437-1620. I hand wrote a note and put it into a fortune cookie that said, lucky are they who find the one to spend the rest of their lives with. She thought it was a real fortune because of the sketchy Chinese restaurant I had taken to her for lunch that day. That's great. Oh, my
that's
God.
So great.
No, that's wonderful.
Oh, that's even more beautiful.
437-1620. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Oh, I sure do. That's, God, these are sweet stories. And I'm glad yours went the way we
I am too,
because
I could have got choked out. You know, there's all kinds of things could have happened.
Marry me. All right. It looks like Davis has cleared up quite a lot after that accident. It was close to Goat Lips Deli, not at Goat Lips, but kind of close to that area. And anyway, it has cleared up close to 9 Mile. Bad accident this morning. 297A is also cleared up, as I understand. I'm not showing anything that's going to slow you down. Looks like I-10, I-110 reporting as clear. If you have traffic tips, text them in. Thank you so much. 437-1620. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I just got a text in from a friend who said, I did an Easter egg hunt with Easter eggs in locations all over the city that were special to us while we were dating. Each one was filled with a clue to the next one, sort of a scavenger hunty kind of thing.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah, no, people are creative. It's fantastic. And listen, if all it was a sort of a backwards inadvertent in the kitchen, that's just as romantic too.
Yeah. I have 3 engagement rings that I've bought myself on eBay to his credit card. They're all under $100. It's like, ooh, aquamarine.
Somebody says it's awesome that Andrew's fiance, well, girlfriend at the time, didn't take him out, literally. I can see the plan.
I could see Danny doing
that. Yeah, she would too. Because she's way more flexible than I am. Boot to the head. And somebody says, we met in karate class also. I proposed on a sea escape one day cruise 36 years ago. We've been married for 35 years now with 15 children. Oh, you're just getting started. Good job. Oh,
that's good. Do you guys have a TV?
No, 15 is great. Congratulations.
15 children?
Yeah, 15 children is what he said.
Yeah.
So that's outstanding.
They need a TV.
That's just getting going. You know, 15 is a starter set.
I love it. No. I get
so
it.
We have this bias
have
in our society
cats.
Against large families. And so people look at you when you got like 5 kids. Really? You know, and
I do think that's wonderful.
I deliberately always take that approach. Like when people tell me the size of their family, if it's a large family, mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, just starting. You know, yeah, like, because right? They never hear that.
Absolutely.
They always hear the, oh, Catholic much are you? You know, that kind of thing. So.
All right. Sorry. I don't get to make that joke often. I have 2 friends. One's you. The other one I'm in
48 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, sometimes funny. Hey, if you're having any problems in the plumbing, you got leaks, you got drips, you got weird sound in the wall, you want to reclaim the Tupperware, whatever the case may be, call Barbary Plumbing. They can fix it. Water pressure, they got those spot water heaters, flash heaters, you know, that work really well. Whatever the case may be, they can take care of it. Flat rate pricing by the job, not by the hour, so no surprises afterwards. 477-8782 for Barbary Plumbing.
This is Paul Epstein with Running Wild. Join me this Wednesday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Discover why we at Running Wild are the running and fitness experts in the Pensacola and Fairhope communities, specializing in fitting you in the best shoe, apparel, and training for your unique needs. We pride ourselves on serving, training, and encouraging you to reach your goals. So bring your questions this Wednesday at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
What you've heard about probiotics is probably wrong.
I eat yogurt, so I don't need to take a probiotic.
Probiotics? They don't really work.
It's time to learn the truth about probiotics and join the Align Healthy Gut team up. Align has probiotics to naturally help relieve occasional bloating, gas, and abdominal discomfort. Try Align probiotics for a month and see how great a healthy gut can feel. Get $2 off your first month of Align at AlignProbiotics.com.
The following message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Elder Affairs, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Sarah is 64 and loves to garden. Recently, her health insurance ran out, leaving her worried about more than just weeds. She called the Elder Helpline and spoke with a volunteer SHINE counselor about her options. There, she received free, unbiased counseling on health insurance for those on Medicare. For more information or to volunteer, call 1-800-963-5337 or go to floridashine.org.
Listen to local talk, national talk, local news, and national news on News Radio Pensacola. Online, newsradio923.com, or by downloading the News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
It's amazing. You look like a normal person, but actually you are the angel of death.
Ethan Morton will inbound for Purdue. Morton having trouble getting it in. Lawyer in the corner. Lawyer puts up a three. No good. Rebound to Roberts, and he's fouled.
FDU taking down the one seed on Friday. Crazy. Farrell Dickinson, crazy game. Makes a free throw, makes another free throw. They go up by five. Purdue at the end of the game fails, shoots an air ball. It's over. And in the post game, Tobin Anderson.
Come here. All right. Coach, on Wednesday.
Oh, I love that in the background. The one of the players yelling, they told him we weren't supposed to be here.
Coach, on Wednesday, we heard you say in the locker room, the more I watch Purdue, the more I think I can beat this. We can beat this team. What did you see on tape?
Well, I mean, I just trust our guys. I have faith in our guys. That speech got overblown, you know. We just have faith in what we do, and our guys are so tough and so competitive, you know. I'll do a better job in this locker room speech than last one. I'll be a little more competitive. It was the right message, maybe the wrong audience. But listen, I love our guys. They're tough. They're gritty. They play their tails off. That's an unbelievable win. I mean, we just did something that was, I mean, that's unbelievable. We just shocked the world, and couldn't happen to a better bunch of guys, a better bunch of fans, my family, the whole thing. So we are ecstatic, unbelievable. We're going to stay in Columbus. I love it.
Man, you know, second time ever in history that a 16 beats a 1. And you can just hear it all over him. Comes from a coaching family. His dad was a coach.
You are a kid from Iowa. Your dad was a coach. Yes. You coached at D3, D2, D1. How proud do you think your dad is of you tonight?
Oh, man. Don't make me cry. I wish he was here. I mean, I wish you could see what's going on here. I mean, most of your life, Division III, Division II, you're in front of 100 people, family and friends. We're in front of 20,000 people here, in front of the whole world, just beat Purdue. I mean, and all my stuff comes from him. My dad was a much better coach than I was, but I've got a better team than he had, so it makes it a lot easier. But no, I wish he was here, my mom is here. But we got a great family and friends, and I'm so proud of this team. And what a wonderful thing this is. It's incredible, and our team, I couldn't be happy. This place going FDU. It's just awesome. It's awesome.
It is. It is awesome. And unfortunately, then Florida Atlantic, FAU and FDU met up after FAU got their first ever win in the tournament against Memphis, a 9 beating the 8 seed. That was a great game, honestly. And then they meet, and FDU came close, okay? They actually had the lead. I think with about 5 or 6 minutes left to go in the game, but FAU eventually pulled it out. And it kind of looked like FAU was going to win that the whole time. Here's the thing, you know, there was one of those moments that, however you want to take it, was either like a mar on the game or was maybe kind of a really cool note to the game. We'll talk about this in a second. But at the end, okay, Florida Atlantic was up by 8. So the game is over. The time is expiring. FDU has given up fouling anymore, so they're just letting them take the ball. And what you typically do in this situation is you just dribble it out. Okay, you just dribble it out, and you wait for time to expire, and you take your win. But the FAU player decided to take advantage of the situation where nobody was guarding the rim and nobody was bothering guarding him, and he went in for a dunk, which is very, very, very inappropriate in that situation.
And no foul by FDU. Martin's going to come in and miss the jam.
And he misses it. Okay, so he misses the dunk when he shouldn't have even been taking the shot.
And missed the jam. And some boos from the fans. Yeah, but shouldn't do that. Tobin Anderson's upset. He is upset at midcourt.
And the whole crowd is booing this kid because he shouldn't have done that. It was inappropriate. And the coach for FDU was upset about it, but the FAU coach apologized to him on his behalf, and I don't know if there's been a follow-up since then. So the reason I say that so you can go both ways, yes, he shouldn't have done that. Yes, he was stupid and selfish and not thinking about the situation and probably overcome by emotion or whatever, showboating. Great coaching opportunity to teach somebody how to have respect for the game. And great for the fans in the crowd, even though many of them were probably thrilled to watch FAU win the game, booing him, trying to teach him a lesson, young man, no. No, that's not appropriate. That is not what you should have done. Have some class, show some respect, show some dignity, and behave yourself. 8:55 on News Radio 92.3. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Did they bust your bracket?
Oh, I lost. I can win 2 more games.
I had FDU.
Everything
going
else
all the
is
way.
Out. I had Purdue winning it all. So.
I had Georgia winning it all. I don't even think they were in it. So,
yeah, I picked Michigan to go to the Sweet 16. No, they were not in it. Okay,
but I'm rooting for Arkansas now. Sweet pigs. Pinecone Drive, it looks like 297A. That's been cleared up. It was backed up. And Davis and Lewis Street, that accident has been cleared up too. So Davis is absolutely good. But it was backed up to Olive just a little bit earlier. So all is clear. Traffic tips, though, text them in. 437-1620 News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I will definitely say this. My personally most enjoyable game over the weekend was the Arkansas-Kansas game.
Poe going around. Yeah. Officials confirmed with a standby official, Amy Bonner. So Arkansas ball. 1 minute to go. Who's going to be the one to take the big shot? Council wants it. Council. In and out it goes. Offensive board and a putback. Johnson gives Arkansas the lead.
Council misses it for Arkansas. Johnson gets the offensive board and scores to go ahead for the first time in the game that Arkansas went ahead and beat Kansas. And to me, there are no sweeter words in English language than when talking about basketball to say beat Kansas. Because I'm so angry they took Bill Self from Illinois when I was. Illinois could have been Kansas. All right, I'll leave it alone.
But you just always pick Kansas thing. For the top four.
Not me.
But if that's why I win money from idiots all the time.
No, no, no.
Gambling.
I will never root for Alabama in football, and I will never root for Kansas in basketball.
Because you don't like winners.
437-1620. Okay. 437-1620. Oh, can I be math nerd for just a minute?
Just a minute. Go ahead.
Can I get 10 seconds to be just super math nerd? Okay. I was having this thought in my head. I was thinking about the number of games left in the tournament kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And if you've got like 16 teams left in the tournament, how would you figure that out mathematically? Well, 16 has eight games, and then 4 games,
that's
and then
right.
2 games, and then 1
right.
game. And you add that up, and it's 15.
Right.
Okay. If you start with 64 teams, then you're going to have 32 plus 16 plus 8.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's right.
And it adds up to be 63. That's the like math numbers way to solve math problems, but it's always useful to remember in math. And some people just are wired this way. There's conceptual math where you grasp a problem and you don't solve it by the numerical elements, you solve it by the grasping of the concept. If there are 64 teams in a tournament, how many games will there be? Well, there's one winner. And it takes a game to eliminate a player.
Right.
So there have to be 63 games to eliminate the 63 non-winners.
Oh, I didn't even...
So
right.
if there's 20 teams
head,
left
right.
in the tournament, like you're halfway through a day, mm-hmm. and there's 20 teams left, that means there's 19 games left. because there's always enough games to eliminate all but one of the competitors.
You're absolutely right.
And that's, and just that's for those of you who have kids, that might be useful to know that some kids are good at the computational math, some kids are good at the conceptual side of math. And that's a real skill, because there are a lot of situations where the computational side will be very hard to figure out. All right, a quick future news. Will USA win the World Baseball Classic tomorrow night?
Yeah, absolutely.
I hope they do. I really do. Will Trump get arrested tomorrow in any way, shape, or form?
No.
I'm going to say yes. I mean, he said it happens on Truth Social. That 20, means it's got to happen.
$20, dude.
And will Matt Gaetz run for governor? He says he's not.
He says he's not.
I'm going to say no. I'm going to say no. We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for
listening.
Listen
on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.